We're talking with Dr. Jason Ahola, who's with Colorado State University, one of the authors of a study that looked at the value of BQA, Beef Quality Assurance Program participation by producers. And Jason, tell me a little bit about, you know, why you wanted to look at this particular subject.
Yeah, we have seen a decent amount of participation in beef quality assurance, producers getting beef quality assurance certified over time. But a lot of the time they've done it because they say it's the right thing to do, to treat cattle well, to handle them low stress, administer pharmaceuticals properly. But increasingly, if we want to grow the BQA program and participation, it seems like we should acknowledge or evaluate if there is a premium that might be available for a producer who goes through their day-to-day procedures and follows BQA guidelines. And so we started thinking about how can we determine or evaluate if the premium might exist. And that's how we came across video data to basically see where people have mentioned BQA in a lot description of cattle selling on video. Did those cattle sell for a premium or not?
And so as you put that information together, I guess you were using some of the mainline video auctions, right?
Yeah, we basically worked with Western Video Market, which is a large company based in California. We also did get some data from Superior Livestock Auction. And, you know, video auctions have started to market, you know, a pretty decent size percentage of cattle, calves and feeder cattle in the country. And so Western Video Market was able to provide us with their data set. We didn't see any names or anything like that, but they had all the information on every lot of cattle over a large number of years, including whether or not they were beef quality assurance certified or they mentioned that in the lot description and the selling price. And so if you have all that information, you can start to drill down to figure out how much price difference was due to BQA, if any, and that's really what our approach was in the analysis.
As you jumped into all those numbers, what did they tell you?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's interesting is there's a lot of things that influence the selling price of calves and feeder cattle. Everything from location to time of year to breed to weighing conditions, weight, all of that stuff. But the neat thing is with some statistical analysis that Dr. Dan Mooney and I worked on at CSU, we were able to take out some of that noise and figure out all of those things that we knew accounted for a premium and basically remove those, or what we say, hold them constant, and then ultimately land on whether or not a lot was BQA certified in their lot description, and just pinpoint what that premium was. So if you just compare those that were BQA certified with those that weren't, and you don't account for everything else, the premium's actually pretty large. But when you do account for these other things like breed and year and season and all of that stuff, at the end of the day, the premium turns out to be about $17 a head for a calf or feeder cattle that are sold. And so that's a premium on a program that really doesn't cost that much to be a participant in. And a lot of producers, honestly, are hopefully doing a lot of these things anyway. It's just a way of sort of validating that or verifying it and putting it in the marketing and promotional materials for your lot of cattle to let buyers know, hey, this is how I raised my cattle. And then buyers responded with a pretty strong premium, in our opinion, one that seems like it's more than justifies participation in the program.
I guess we've got all the way at the end of the pipeline, you've got the consumer wanting to know where their food comes from, how it's treated, the animal welfare aspects of that. And BQA kind of really fits in that general, inquisitiveness about the consumer.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, that's the whole goal of BQA when it was started in, you know, the late 1980s, was to assure consumers of how animals are raised, everything from what pharmaceuticals they're given to how they're handled, a whole number of things. And you're exactly right. It's a way to assure them. The interesting thing is we actually, to this point, really haven't gotten that BQA message all the way to consumers. I honestly think someday that might happen and allow consumers to see that, because I think if they did, they would feel even better about the beef they're purchasing. Now they have options in the meat case. You know, they can buy a brand labeled from this company or that company, and what they go about promoting or doing. But the reality of it is the vast majority of producers are doing BQA anyway, and this is a way to just document that. And maybe this is a way we can sort of stretch this information all the way from a ranch to a consumer, just to say, look at all of these great things that ranchers are doing to assure you with a great, wholesome, safe, high-quality product. And I think if we can do that, we probably would increase demand at the end of the day and really get people to feel really good about the beef they're purchasing.
Now, you know, I would think that knowing that there is a premium there, that might give those producers that have already gone through the program or will decide to do that, I guess that would give them the desire then to you know, mention that as prominently as they could, or maybe some sort of a standardized way. Have you talked to the BQA folks about that as you've come up with this data?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, it's interesting. The producers have been mentioning this in their lot descriptions on video auctions for really 20 years, but really only in the last couple of years have we started to think about how much value this might actually have. And so we have come up with some recommendations that the industry can use in terms of how do we best promote this, how are we consistent in how the messaging or the wording is. You know, the easy place to do it is on a video auction. The reality of it is it can probably be done anywhere, even private treaty sales of cattle out in the country, telling the dealer or the buyer, you know, that you're a certified producer, all the way to dropping your calves off at a sale barn and making sure you let the sale barn owner or auctioneer know, hey, I'm BQA certified and I raised my cattle under those guidelines. So it does take quite a bit of being proactive by these producers, but we have seen just this summer, some of these larger video auction companies starting to put logos next to lot descriptions of cattle if a producer is BQA certified or not. So they're really saying, hey, this is something of value. Let's emphasize this. Let's help these producers get that premium and recognize let the industry recognize the value of it and just kind of build on that. And so, yeah, I think over time we're going to continue to see more exposure of BQA, especially when there's dollar signs there. It's great that people do it because it's the right thing to do, but we all realize it's a capitalist economy and the beef industry is very competitive and challenging. We need to do everything we can to add some value to cattle.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
All right.